I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Eric Conradson and Rhonda Numakoski. They're with Courage Incorporated, and that group has a fundraiser coming up tomorrow in Ishpeming. Here's the details with Rhonda Numakoski and Eric Conradson.
Our second annual fundraiser. We did this once last year. It was so good that we're doing it again. And we're going to be at River Rock Lanes in Ishpeming, 5 to 8 tomorrow. And you can come there for about $12,000 worth of raffle giveaways.
So what's going to be happening? Is it a dinner? Is it just a mixer? What's going on?
This is a dinner. So $10 at the door gets you a door prize ticket and a dinner plate. We're going to have a spaghetti dinner and then all the festivities to follow afterwards.
So you said a lot of various prizes, raffle prizes, all of that. I mean, got any particular highlights or favorites for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've got a couple of different firearms that we're giving away. We've got a crossbow package donated by Jay Goods Plumbing and Heating out of Nagani, Hallsworth Masonry donated a rifle. We've got Stampede Sport and Feed donated a 357 revolver. So those are some of the highlight items. And then we've got a ton more stuff to give away.
Now let's talk a little bit, Rhonda Numakoski here, Director of Operations, about Courage Incorporated. What do you guys do?
At Courage, we bring disabled adults and veterans outdoors for excursions. We go camping, hiking, fishing, ice fishing, pretty much anything you want to do outside, we can make that happen.
Can you tell me a little bit about where this all started, or at least where the idea came from, and how long you've been doing this now?
We have been doing this since 2016.
Yeah.
And the idea first started, I think, as a response with Gulf War vets coming back.
Right. I remember hearing about it back then, that you were kind of working with disabled veterans that want to get out. They want to get out in the woods. They want to go have these experiences. But for several reasons, they couldn't. And that's where you kind of came in.
Right. When we first started, it was kind of helping newly disabled that were kind of struggling with, you know, thoughts that, well, I can't do these things anymore.
And then you've been able to make it work now. But these are free excursions for the clients that sign up for it. And that's where this fundraising comes in.
Exactly. Everything is 100% free. All you have to do is show up with your pillow and we will take care of everything else.
So the question, Eric, that I have is if people can't maybe make it to the event tomorrow, how can they find out more about what you guys do?
Yeah, the best way to learn more about us is to go to courageincorporated.org. That's our website. And there you can see pictures, videos of our trips, our adventures, give you an idea of what we're about. You can see our events that are coming up, and you can also donate on the website. So if you can't make the fundraiser, you can support us through that way.
And website again?
courageincorporated.org.
That's Eric Conradson, Executive Director, and Rhonda Numakoski, Director of Operations with Courage Incorporated. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.